Let's start a biblical Hebrew class today in chapter 20. If I remember correctly, we're on page 213, talking about the infinitive of emphasis. This whole chapter is about the infinitive. And an infinitive in English usually begins with the word to walk, to stand, to sleep, to remember. Those are infinitives. And in the middle part of page 213, it describes the infinitive of emphasis, which is something kind of unique to biblical Hebrew. It says there is one other infinitive form in Hebrew, the infinitive of emphasis. Like the infinitive form already introduced, this one has no person, gender, number, or tense, which only means there's only one form. We don't have to learn masculine, feminine, singular, and plural forms, just the one. And it says, unlike the other infinitive form, the infinitive of emphasis does not take prepositions or possessive endings, meaning it's a very straightforward verb. And it says it's used together with other forms of the same verb root to show emphasis. And that's usually how we recognize an infinitive of emphasis, because we have two forms of the same verb, one right after the other. For example, the English says, if you will really hear, it says in Hebrew, everybody, it says, im, shamoa, tishma'u. So im is if, shamoa is hearing, tishma'u is you will hear. So literally it says, if hearing, you will hear. But it's translated in the Bible as, if you will really hear. Or if you will surely hear. When you see words like really and surely, those don't actually exist in biblical Hebrew. It's the infinitive of emphasis. The second example they use is, you will really know the face of your brother. Which is, everybody echo me, yadoa.
Yadoa.
Teda.
Teda.
Et.
Et.
Pene.
Pene.
Achicha.
Achicha.
Which literally says, knowing, you will know the face of your brother. Continuing on page 213, it's the third example on the infinitive of emphasis. The English says, I have surely said that you are my son. Everybody echo me in Hebrew. Amor.
Amor.
Amarti.
Amarti.
Ki.
Ki.
Bani.
Bani.
Ata.
Ata.
Which literally says, saying, you said that you are my son. But we translate that in the Bible as better English, I have surely said that you are my son. Again, you won't find the word surely in the Hebrew dictionary. It's the infinitive of emphasis. When you have an infinitive form of the verb, followed by another form of the very same verb, you can bet it's an infinitive of emphasis. The fourth example says, I have surely seen your people. Everybody says, ra'o.
Ra'o.
Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Et.
Et.
Amecha.
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 Mm-hmm. It says there are other uses for the infinitive of emphasis, which we will not teach in this book. Everybody go, yay, we got enough to learn. But it says you'll find all the infinitives of emphasis listed in the infinitive verb chart in pages 374 and 375.
Can we look at those pages for a moment?
Can we look at those pages for a moment? Sure we can. Let's go back to 374. You have a question. And what is your question, student number one? Do you want to look at 374 or 375?
Let's look at 375.
On 375, which is the right-hand page, these are all verbs, the infinitive, command, and participle. Let's take the first one, matzah, number 26. The first thing you have to the left of the root are the four participle forms, motze, motzeit, motzim, and motzot, which is masculine, singular, feminine, singular, masculine, plural, feminine, plural. Then you have the command form, matzah, and then you have the regular infinitive, limso.
So you simply do not have an infinitive of emphasis. It's just the regular infinitive, and if there's an infinitive of emphasis,
okay,
maybe used in the Bible or something, that's not there.
All right, so let me answer your question so people in MP3 land can understand. Under that first row, row 26, they do not show an infinitive of emphasis. So student number one was asking, does that mean there isn't one? It means there's not one used in the Bible.
Okay.
Remember, this is biblical Hebrew. And if you go down to the next one, nafal, which means to fall, actually it does. There is an infinitive of emphasis, napol, which simply means that in the Bible, it says, thou shalt surely fall. So that's why there's an infinitive of emphasis in that column. It's not that the other's not possible, just you don't find it in the scriptures. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 212. No, we're in 214. There is one more verb that we're going to learn today called yachal. And it says the verb yachal means be able. It frequently appears followed by an infinitive. That is, you will be able to stand. You will be able to guard. You will be able to eat. And that's why it's frequently followed by an infinitive. The first example they give is Isaac was able to see the army. Everybody. Yischach.
Yischach.
Yachol.
Yachol.
Lirot.
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 Mm-hmm. Lirot.
Et.
Hatzavah.
Hatzavah. Hatzavah. Mm-hmm. Isaac was able, yachol. See, the first vowel is a kamate that tells you that it's perfect tense, even though the second one's a cholam. Yachol. He was able. Lirot. The lamed of lirot is two. Ra'ot is see. Lirot to see. Et, direct object marker. Hatzavah. The army. In Bible study, we usually hear the phrase what? Adonai Tzavaot. Tzavaot is the plural of Tzavah. So in the Bible, it's often translated as a host, or in the plural, hosts. The second example is Rachel will be able to go to her man. Everybody. Rachel.
Rachel.
Tuchal.
Tuchal.
Lalechet.
Lalechet.
El.
El.
Isha.
Isha.
Isha. Not Isha as in woman, but Isha. Notice the dot in the hay at the end, which means her, her Ish, so her man. Yeah. Yep. Rachel is Rachel. Tuchal, the U vowel between the first and second root letters tells you it's imperfect. Rachel will be able. So in perfect tense, the first example was yachol. The yah tells you perfect tense. Tuchal is imperfect. Rachel will be able. Lalechet is the infinitive from halak. Now remember, halak is a drop letter because of the hey. So to go, el tu, ish ah, her man. The third example is another perfect tense. We were able to give them bread. Everybody. Yacholnu.
Yacholnu.
Latate.
Latate.
Lahem.
Lahem.
Lechem.
Lechem.
That's almost a play on words there, isn't it? Yacholnu. Notice the ah as the first vowel, which says, ooh, that's perfect tense. And the nu at the end you're familiar with is we. So we were able. Latate comes from Natan. You lose the first and last letter of Natan and end up with just latate, to give. Lahem, to them, lechem, bread. Everybody good?
Yep.
Fourth example, the elders will be able to judge. We're back to imperfect tense. Hazakenim.
Hazakenim.
Yuchlu.
Yuchlu.
Lishpot.
Lishpot.
Hazekainim.
Hazekainim.
Zekain is old, right? So ha zekeinim is the elders, or the old ones, if you prefer, if you really want to upset somebody. Yuchlu, the u between the first and second root letters, that tells you it's imperfect. And the u at the end, that it's they. And shafat is to judge, so lishpot is the infinitive to judge. Says the verb yachal does not have either a participle or imperative form. How do you command somebody to be able? You, be able to go tomorrow. Well, this doesn't work. Nor a participle form. I was being able to go. That wouldn't make any sense. And then it says the verb pattern of yachal is irregular in the perfect and imperfect tenses, and you will need to be able to recognize it. Look down the perfect column. Notice it all begins with yacholti, yacholta, yacholta, yachol, yachla, yacholnu. And then you get the shava under the yod to get the accent to the last syllable, yacholtem, yacholten. And then we're back to the yachlu and yachlu. So if you see that kamates under the first root letter, what do you know? It's perfect tense.
Is that what makes it, he says it's irregular in the perfect form, is that what makes it irregular? Because everything else is the same, isn't it?
It sure looks pretty much the same to me. Except for having an O vowel between the second and third red letters is unusual for a perfect tense. Then imperfect. Notice you have the u vowel between the first and second root letters in each case. Uchal, tuchal, tuchli, yuchal, tuchal, nuchal, tuchlu, tuchalna, and yuchlu, and tuchalna. So it's not that irregular as far as I'm concerned. I tell every class, I don't think you're going to have any trouble with this. And they always say, oh, yes, we will. So we'll see who's right. Down at the bottom of 214, I want you to take note of this. It says, completion of the Pa'al pattern. Congratulations, you have now learned every form in the pattern of regular Pa'al verbs. And Pa'al verbs are the ones that are most commonly used in the Bible, which means you have a good handle right now on Biblical Hebrew. It says there are six other patterns, but don't worry. Much of what you've learned will be repeated in the other six patterns. It says, following is a series of charts which review the forms of the Pa'al verbs you've learned. Each chart shows an example of a particular kind of Pa'al verb. But like I said, Pa'al verbs make up most of the verbs you find in the Bible. Occasionally there's a passive tense. We need to know what that is. Occasionally there's one with strong emotion. Not I sent, but I threw. Not I broke, but I smashed. Those are PAL verbs. And then we'll learn the others. But that's why the Pa'al verbs have taken us up through chapter 20. That is the majority of Biblical Hebrew. Look at page 215, where we have a regular verb. The verb example they gave is shamar, and they show the perfect tense, imperfect participle, passive participle, command form, and both infinitives. All of that is just completely normal. Turn to page 216, and they give the example of a verb that ends in a hey. That makes it a little unusual because a hey is what at the end of a verb? Silent. And that's why it makes it a little different. So down the perfect tense, you've got beniti, benita. Where did, you know, that's just what we learned already. And they have the imperfect, the participle, the command form, and the infinitive. On page 217, we have an irregular verb, natan. It's irregular because the nun tends to fall off at the end on occasion. It's natati for I gave, not natanti. That's why it's unusual. The last nun fell off. It got lost most of the time. And if you turn to page 218, The other kind of unusual verb are the drop letters that any imperfect drop the first letter, the yod, or could be what? Hey, could be a noon. But we're familiar with all that. So let's go ahead and start the exercises on page 219. And let's see if you can tell the difference between being able and eating. Because they're the most frequently, I would say, transpose one for another. And somebody would say, I ate to walk, and they'll go, that doesn't sound at all right. And then you go, oh, I was able to write. So exercise one, read aloud and translate. Start with number one. Student number one.
Shakavti
means?
I lay down.
Number two.
Yaladti.
I gave birth. Next one.
Yacholti. That's going to be, I was able.
Correct. Next one.
Yarashti.
I inherited. Next one.
Eshkov.
What's Eshkov?
I will inherit.
Nope. I will lie down. From Shakov. Eshkov, I will lie down. Everybody in MP3 land, just ignore the big train going by. What comes after Eshkov? Student number two.
Elaid. I will give birth.
Uchal. I will be able.
The aleph up front tells you it's I. The u between the first and second root letters says it's imperfect. I will be able. And the last one of line one, student number two.
Yarash.
Yep. I will inherit or take possession. That's right. It's from Yarash. Irash. I will inherit. Line two, student number one.
Yachalta. You will be able?
Nope, it has nothing to do with eating. Yachalta, you were able. Notice the kamates under the yod up front tells you it's perfect tense. And the ta at the end says you, so you were able. Yachalta. Second one, student number two.
Yarashta
means?
You inherited.
Third one, student number one.
Shachavta
means?
You laid down.
Shachav.
Lay down.
Yep, that's what you tell your dog. Shachav. Next one.
Altishkav.
What is that?
Command form negative temporary.
Do not?
Lay down.
Next to last one of line two, student number two. After Altishkov. Tuchal, what is Tuchal?
You will be able.
The Tav says you. The U says it's imperfect. Tuchal, you will be able. The last one of line two, student number one.
Tirash. You will inherit.
Line number three, student number two, first one.
Yarashta. You feminine singular. Inherited.
Correct.
Tirshi.
You feminine singular
will inherit.
Next one.
Next one.
Shichvi.
What's that?
Lay down.
What's that?
Lay down.
Lay down. Yep. So command form. That's what tell your female dog.
Okay.
Next one.
Al tishkavi.
Al tishkavi.
Negative. Temporary.
Negative temporary.
You feminine singular.
You feminine singular.
Lay down. Do not lay down.
Do not lie down. Mm-hmm. Next one.
Ot.
Ot yo let it.
You let it.
What's ot yo let it?
You are giving birth?
You are giving birth. That's right. This is the active participle. Next.
Yacholta.
Yacholta. What's that?
Is
perfect tense.
Perfect tense. You were able.
You were able.
Singular.
Feminine singular, correct. And the last one of line 3.
To call. You will be able.
You will be able. Correct. Line 4, student number 1. Start us off.
Yachol. He was able.
Notice the kamates under the first root letter, which tells you it's perfect tense. And the yod tells us that's from yachal. Okay, he was able.
Yarash.
He inherited.
Shechav. He laid down.
Ah, here's a good one, student number 2.
Yalad.
He begat. Yeah. That's right. That's the form you use with a guy. Next one, student number 1.
You call. He will be able.
That's right. The U vowel between the first and second root letters tells you it's imperfect. He will be able. Next one.
Yirash.
He will inherit, right?
Yay laid. He will beget,
right? That's the imperfect form. Notice it's the same consonants as yalad, but the different vowels, yay laid, makes it imperfect. Uh-huh. Last one, line 4, student number 2. Yishkav.
He will lay down.
Line 5.
Tishkav. She will lie down.
Mm-hmm. We know from context it's she because it's line 5 and we just did the he's. Okay. Next one, student number 2.
Yachla.
She was able.
Tirash. She will inherit.
Telaid. She will give birth to.
Yarsha. She will inherit.
Sorry. Not will. It's not imperfect. Look at the vowels.
She inherited.
Right. Anytime you've got those two off vowels, boy, do you know that's perfect tense. Student number 2, what comes after Yarsha?
Shachva.
What did she do?
She laid down.
Next one, student number 1.
To call.
You dial a telephone. No, what is to call?
Imperfect. She will be able.
Imperfect, she will be able. How do you know it's imperfect? What gives it away?
The U instead of the A.
The U vowel between the first and second root letters. And the last one of line 5, student number 2.
Yalda.
Yalda.
She gave birth?
She gave birth, yep. Line number 6, student number 1. First one, what do we do?
Yarashnu.
What's that?
We inherited.
That's right. With the two all vowels, it's got to be perfect tense. We inherited. Next one, student number 2. Shechavnu means? What's it mean?
We laid down.
We laid down is correct.
Student number.
Yep. We laid down. Student number 2. Number 1.
Yacholnu. It's we. We were able.
You know, it's past tense, perfect tense, because of the a vowel, and the new tells you it's we. So we were able. Right. Next one, student number 2. We're on the fourth one.
Nirash.
Nirash is?
We inherited. We will inherit.
We will inherit. Next one.
Nuchal. We will be able.
Next one.
Nishkav. We will lay down.
Yaladnu. We gave birth to or we begat.
And the last one of line 6.
Natanu,
what's that?
We gave,
correct. Number 7, first one, student number 1.
Tirshu. You will inherit.
Plural. Masculine plural, right. Tuchlu is correct. What is Tuchlu?
Y'all will be able.
That's right. The U is will be. Third one, student number 1.
Yarashtim,
accents on the tem.
Is you masculine plural?
You masculine plural.
Inherited,
correct. Nechaltem, accents on the last syllable. What's that mean?
Y'all were able,
correct.
Shechavtem. You laid down.
Y'all laid down.
Tishkavu. Y'all will.
Lay down, correct.
Tishpatu,
don't spit on anybody. What does that mean?
You will judge.
Line 8. First one.
Yachlu. Is they were able.
They were able.
They were able.
Yep. Because the a is under the first letter, it's perfect tense. They were able. Second one.
Shachvu. They laid down.
Yuchlu. They will be able.
Yep, that's the opposite tense from number 1 of line 8. So the fourth one of line 8, student number 1.
Yishkavu
is?
They will lay down.
Yarshu. They took possession.
Yep.
I got it right on my paper.
You got it right here too. The one after Yarshu, student number 1.
Is Yishu.
Is Yershu. After Yarshu is Yershu. What's Yershu?
They will inherit.
They will inherit. Yes, so Yarshu is perfect tense. Yershu is imperfect. Two more of line 8.
Y'all do.
Right. Y'all do good. What's y'all do?
They will beget.
Look at the first vowel.
They begat.
The last one, Sue, number 1?
I get the imperfect. Y'all do.
Y'all do. You get the imperfect.
They will beget.
They will beget. Right. So y'all do, perfect tense. Y'all do, imperfect. You see the difference in vowels.
The front, it kept confusing me.
Yeah. But if you look at the vowels, look at the soft vowel A versus the hard vowel A. A is imperfect.
If you put down, that would help too.
Okay. I guess it would. Number 2, match the following infinitive forms. What's an infinitive? Like to stand or. Remember, there's the while, etc. So remember that. Match the following infinitive forms with the English translations listed below. So number 1 says, Ba'al Kham. Everybody. Ba'al Kham. I'm sorry. Ba'al Kham. We got to eat the right stuff, right? So stew number 2, what is Ba'al Kham? F, during their eating or when they eat is correct. Everybody, B-Y-O-T-O.
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 What is B-Y-O-T-O, student number 1?
Is J in his being or while he was?
J, in his being or while he was. Comes from Haya, right? To be. Mm-hmm. Number 3, it's Kashamo.
Kashamo.
Everybody, Kashamo.
Kashamo.
What is that, student number 2? What's Kashamo?
As his hearing or when he heard.
Letter N, as his hearing or when he heard. So it's from Shema, right? And the O at the end is his, right? Number 4, we have Bezachreinu.
Bezachreinu. Say
that again. Bezachreinu.
Bezachreinu.
Right. Bezachreinu. What is that one?
Is P in our remembering or when we remembered?
In our remembering or when we remembered. Number 4 is letter P. Number 5 is Midati. Everybody, Midati.
Midati.
What is that?
That is C. From my knowing.
Number 6 in syllables is ba zait cha. Everybody, ba zait cha. Again, ba zait cha. What is that?
Is H. When you're going out.
In your going out or?
When you go out.
Or when you go out. You guys are doing great. Number 7 in syllables, ba shiv Ta-cha. Everybody, Bashiv Ta-cha. Again, Bashiv Ta-cha. Right, Bashiv Ta-cha. What is that one?
D. During your sitting or while you sit.
During your sitting or while you sit. So it's from Yeshav. What happened to the Y, the Yod of Yeshav? It's a drop letter. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Mititi.
Mititi.
Again, Mititi.
Mititi.
Yeah, that's your 2 cups of tea. Something happened to it. What's Mititi?
M, from my giving.
M, from my giving. So it's from Natan, which dropped both noons. Mititi. Number 9 in syllables. Ba, av, ra, chem. Everybody, Ba'av Rachem. Again, Ba'av Rachem. What's that one?
During your crossing over or when you cross over.
During your crossing over or when you cross over, which is letter Q. So it's from the verb avar. Good. Number 10, in syllables we have ba, aloto. So everybody, ba aloto. Again, ba aloto. And what is that one?
Is L.
L.
Is going up or while he went up.
In his going up or while he went up. Number 11 is in syllables. Kashiv-to. Everybody. Kashiv-to. Again. Kashiv-to. So all together. Kashiv-to. Kashiv-to. And what is that one? Kashiv-to.
As
is sitting or while he was sitting. So it's from the verb yashav, which is a drop letter, and the yod fell off. Number 12 in syllables is ba-am-dam. Everybody, ba-am-dam. Ba-am-dam.
She sat, so I'll stand. In their standing or when they stood, G.
G, in their standing or when they stood. G, from a mod, to stand. Everybody? Number 13 in syllables. Ba, a, sot, cha. Everybody. Ba, a, sot, cha. Again. Ba, a, sot, cha. What's that one?
I, in your doing, or while you were doing.
Correct. Number 14. Everybody's kiroto. Everybody, kiroto. Again, kiroto. What is that one?
Is R.
R.
His seeing or as he saw.
As his seeing or as he saw. Letter R. 15. Is bamalko.
Bamalko.
Everybody. Bamalko. From Malach, right? Bamalko. What is that?
B, during his reign or when he reigned.
B, during his reign or when he reigned. That's correct. Number 16 is from Halach, which, you know, the hay falls off. It's balechtecha.
Balechtecha.
Again, everybody. Balechtecha.
Balechtecha.
Right. What's that one?
In your going or when you go.
In your going or when you go. From halach, which is go. Right. Number 17. Bakari.
Bakari.
Bakari. What's that?
In my calling or when I call.
Just one more. And that's bakachto.
Bakachto.
Everybody. Bakachto.
Bakachto.
And what's that one? How do you say that in English?
In his taking or while he was taking.
In K. His taking or while he was taking, which is letter K. Very good, folks. At the bottom of page 219, exercise 3 says, make a chart like the one on page 215 using the verb root chatav. I assume y'all took the book and put it on a copy or hit the copy button. Okay, y'all can read. Got it. Page 220. Here we go. Translate the following sentences. I like these. Number 1. Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Halachta. Lirot.
Lirot.
Rach.
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 Oto.
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 Whose turn is it? Student number 1, you're volunteering. How would you translate? Halach ta. Lirot. Rach. Oto.
You went to see only him.
You went to see only him. So where was the infinitive?
To see. Lirot.
To see, lirot. Number 2, everybody, says, uchal.
Uchal.
Latate.
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 Low.
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 Et.
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 Charbo.
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 O.
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 Et.
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 Charbi.
Charbi.
What is that?
I was able.
I what?
I was able.
I what? Do you see an aw vowel? I will be able. Notice the oo vowel instead of the aw vowel.
Yeah, I see that now.
Uh-huh. I will be able.
Okay. To give.
To give.
To him.
To him. Charbo.
His sword.
His sword.
Or.
Or.
My sword?
My sword. Yes, I will be able to give to him his sword or my sword. Where is the infinitive in that sentence?
To give.
Latate. To give. Correct. Number three. Ooh, we have a command form. Everybody. Za'u.
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 Na.
Na.
Leave note.
Leave note.
Et.
Et.
Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Hazot.
Hazet.
Sorry, that's distracted.
Yeah, no problem. Number three again. Za'u.
Za'u.
Na.
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 Leave note.
Leave note.
Leave note.
Et.
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 Ha'ir.
Ha'ir.
Hazot.
Hazot.
Which means what?
Go forth, please.
Go forth, please.
To build.
To build.
This city.
This city. Where's the infinitive in that one?
To build.
To build.
Leave. Note.
Note. Leave right. Note. Leave note. Very good. Number four. Everybody. Hatsava.
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 Yarad.
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 Lakachat.
Lakachat.
Et.
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 Nachalat.
Nachalat.
David.
David.
O.
O.
Et.
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 Nachalat.
Nachalat.
Yosef.
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 What does that mean?
The what's army?
The army.
Went down.
Went down.
To take.
To take.
Possession. The property.
Okay, the property of.
Property of David.
David.
Or
the property of Joseph. The property of
Joseph.
Where's the infinitive?
To take. Lakachat.
Right. Lakachat. To take. God bless you. Not God bless you. Nachalat. God bless you. God bless you. Nachalat, we know, is a word pair form because otherwise it would be nachalah, right? That ot, the t sound at the end, tells you it's a word pair. Number five, command form, ale.
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 Na.
Na.
La reshet.
La reshet.
La reshet.
Et.
Et.
Eretz.
Eretz.
Avicha.
Avicha.
What is that one?
Go up, please.
Go up, please.
To take, in here, to take possession of.
To take possession of.
The land
of your father. Number six, Eshet.
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 Chayil.
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 Tishlach.
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 Et.
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 Bana.
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 Lishmor.
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 All.
All.
Ha'am.
Ha'am.
What is that?
A woman of strength.
A woman of strength.
Will send.
Will send.
Her son.
Her son.
To guard.
To guard.
Over the people.
Over the people.
Or the nation.
Mm-hmm. Or the nation. Notice, Eshet Chayil, a woman of strength, is what Proverbs 31 actually says. Eshet Chayil are the first two words of that blessing we do over the wives each Shabbat. Number seven, echo me please. Shamarnu.
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 Et.
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 Halechem.
Halechem.
Le'echol.
Le'echol.
Oto.
Oto.
What does that mean?
We guarded.
We guarded.
The bread.
The bread.
To eat it.
To eat it. Hmm. Do you see any infinitives in that sentence?
To eat.
To eat. Correct. Number 8. Everybody. Chayil.
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 Hatzava.
Hatzava.
Yatza.
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 La'asot.
La'asot.
Milchama.
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 Notice chayil is the word pair form of chayil. So what does it mean?
The strength of the army.
The strength of the army.
Went out.
Went out.
To make.
To make.
War.
War. Mm-hmm. Where's the infinitive?
To make.
To make. La'asot. Correct. Number 9, we have a command form. L'chu.
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 Na.
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 El.
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 Beiti.
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 Le'echol.
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 Valishtot.
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 Valirot.
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 Et.
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 Kol.
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 Hamishbacha.
Hamishbacha.
What is that?
Okay. Go please.
Go please.
To my house.
To my house.
To eat.
To eat.
And to drink.
And to drink.
And to see.
And to see.
All of the family.
All of the family. How many infinitives were there?
Three.
Three in that sentence. They got our money's worth on that one. Number 10, everybody, says, Vayomer. Yischach.
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 El.
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 Achiv.
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 Lemor.
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 All.
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 Telech.
Telech.
Lishtot.
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 And what does that one mean? Let's give the train a chance to go by. Do, 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 do. We're really busy with trains today for a change. So what does number 10 mean?
And Isaac said
to his
son, to
his brother, Lemor, saying, correct, page 212, saying, Altelech Lishtot.
Don't go to.
Don't go.
To lay down.
Nope.
Oh, to drink. To something.
Yep, to drink. Don't go to drink. Remember, shata is drink, shachav is lay down.
Right.
Okay. Number 5, add the appropriate form of yachal to the following sentences, changing the verb in each sentence to the infinitive preceded by lamed, and translate. And they give an example. Ha'isha Shema. Ha'isha Shema. The woman heard. And to change it to be able, it's Ha'isha Yachla Lishmoa. The woman was able to hear. Do you see what they're looking for? To take Ha'isha Shama, the woman heard, to Ha'isha Yachla Lishmoa, the woman was able to hear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Prove it to me. Number 1. Echami, everybody. It says Anshe.
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 Chayil.
Chayil.
Yarshu.
Yarshu.
Et.
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 Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
What does that mean?
Men of strength.
Men of strength.
Took possession of.
Took possession of.
The land.
The land. Now do you say men of strength were able to take possession of the land?
Okay. Anshe.
Anshe.
Chayil.
Chayil.
Yuklu.
Yach. Yachlu, perfect tense, Yachlu, took possession of, were able. La Reshet.
Et.
Ha'aretz. Ha'aretz. Uh-huh, so everybody, Anshei.
Anshei.
Chayil.
Chayil.
Yachlu.
Yachlu.
La Reshet.
La Reshet.
Et.
Et.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
Now, student number one, tell me why it was Yachlu instead of Yuchlu. Okay, let me explain. I just want to make sure. Yarshu, the original verb, is perfect tense. So we want to leave it as perfect tense.
And I'm with, yeah, okay.
And you were going to make it imperfect. We'll be able to, okay. Where the sentence you were changing it from was, is perfect tense. There's no water on in the building.
We found out about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, we just found out. Maybe not at this point. Okay. Number two, it says Zava, which is a word pair form, Mitzrayim,
Halach,
La Milchama. What does that mean in English?
The army of Egypt. Went to war.
So it was perfect tense, so let's leave it perfect tense. How do you say the army of Egypt was able to go to the war? Yes, you change the verb to yachol lalechet. So the whole.
That's what I did.
I heard it clear enough. So everybody echo me. It's Zava.
Mitzrayim.
Yachol.
La Lechet.
La Milchama. Yep, the army of Egypt was able to go to the war. Number three. Everybody, it says Sarah.
Yalda.
Et. Yischach. What is that?
Sarah. Gave birth.
To Isaac. Now, keeping it perfect tense, how do you say Sarah was able to give birth to Isaac?
Sarah Yakult.
No. Remember, perfect tense. Yachla.
Okay. Trying to get the endings on there.
It's a regular perfect tense verb. Yachla.
Okay. Yachla. La let it. El Yitzchak.
Et.
I forgot to
cross. Yischach. Number four. Zerah.
Avraham.
Yershu.
Et.
Nachalatam. So what does that mean? What's Zerah Avraham? That's word pair.
The descendants of Abraham will inherit
or will take possession of
their inheritance.
That's why it's better to put it the other way. So it's imperfect. So how do you say the descendants of Abraham will be able to take possession of their inheritance?
Zerah Avraham.
Yuchlu.
La Reshet. Et.
Nachalatam. Everybody. Zerah.
Avraham.
Yuchlu. La Reshet.
La Reshet.
Et. Nachalatam.
Nakalatam.
Just one syllable at a time. Nachalatam.
Nachalatam.
Right. Nachalatam.
Like Yerushalayim.
Number 5 says Shiva.
Shiva.
Zevaot.
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 Amdu.
Amdu.
All.
All.
Gavul.
Gavul.
Bait.
Bait.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Again, what does that mean?
Okay, 7 armies.
7 armies
stood on the border
of Bethlehem. So Amdu stood, perfect tense. How do you say we'll be able to stand? Wait a minute, we're able to stand. Don't change the tense.
We're able is zaklu. Yep.
Is what?
Would be
yachlu.
Yachlu. Lemod. All
huggable. La'amod. Yachlu la'amod. Very good. And I think that's enough torture for today.
Before we quit. Would you go over number 8, the changes that are made in each sentence?
Yes, I'll go. Number 8, the words that change in each sentence. Look at number 1. Rachel changes. Tered changes. The last word of the first line, ta'avor, changes. On the second line, you go more than half the way through and it's tetzeh changes. And then 4 words later, yada changes. And then on the next line, tishkav changes. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 changes in that line, in that exercise. Got it?
Yes.
Number 2, Aharon changes, Hazakain changes, Malak changes. So the first 3 words change. All does not, Artso changes, Bamishpat does not change, Vahu does change. Bana, the next word changes. Sha'arei Kesef, do not. But the next word, Vayivtach, changes. On the next line, the only word is the second word, Vayikra. On number 3, the third word, Tishteh, is the underlined one, it changes. The only other word on that first line is Tochal, at the end of the first line. Then on the second line in the middle of the sentence is tishma. So there are only 3 words in that whole exercise that change.
I like those.
Yeah. On number 4, the first word, of course, is underlined, so it changes. The second word, yachol, changes. Toward the end of the first line, nachalato, the O being his, will change. And then 2 words later, vachelo, the O at the end being his, will change. On the next line, uvno, the first word, and then the last word, gavulo. So most of those are pronoun endings.
So the, the third and the number 4 of the second line, the third word doesn't change?
No. Okay. Hatzava is the army.
You read it, right? It helps.
Yeah. And not a verb. And number 5, inside the quotes is the first change. Shavu changes. And next to last word on the first line, Imru changes. Notice those are both command forms. On the second line, the third word, Asu, changes. 2 words later, Ra'u changes. 3 words later, utnu changes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hang on a second. Wanda, do you care if I stay for the second class? I'm going to stay for the second class.
Okay.
Now, notice there will be no class next week.
Okay.
No class next week because of the wedding.
Ah.
Yep, the wedding. So let me turn off the recorder.